And here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about what would a group of, quote, perfect Christians be like?
所以我要你想象，一群完美的基督徒是什么样子？
So I want you to talk among three or four of you and discuss what you think the group of perfect Christians would be like.
所以你们就自己三三两两一群互相讨论看，完美的基督徒是什么样子。
I'll give you 2 minutes and then we'll ask for some answers.
我给你们2分钟的时间，然后我要。
Wow, they're really getting into this this morning. So what would a group of perfect Christians be like?
I don't know. I'm not very imaginative today.
Would they fight?
Probably.
Perfect? If they're perfect?
Well, but then fight in a constructive way.
So discuss might be a better word. Discuss, disagree, but yeah. Not get mad at each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are empowered to have our own thoughts and minds, but then we have to be...
So it'd be okay to disagree, but to do it biblically.
Yeah.
Somebody
well,
said
then,
we should...
that's hard.
It right? is.
What it's is hard. Biblical?
Well, you're supposed
everyone
to love.
Well, everyone has...
Okay, I must say that you are improving. When I first came here and asked you to discuss, it was silence, and today, right away, and that's...
我很惊喜地看到各位大有进步，因为以前我问你们的时候都很安静，没有回答。今天早上反应热烈。
Anifang and I had our own little discussion, and we weren't sure we had the same idea of what the perfect Christians would be like.
我们刚刚也有一点讨论，但我们也并没有同意说，完全的基督徒是什么样子。So
what are some ideas you came up with? Just really quick, little answers of what a perfect Christians group of Christians be like. Yes. Love one another. Good. It goes right along with the sermon this morning. Thank you.
彼此相爱.
She's my most eager volunteer. The rest of you should learn from her. Who else? Very quickly, another answer. What would they be like?
还有。
Yes. They'd read their Bibles. Okay.
要读圣经。
Any others? Yes. Humble. Okay, good.
谦虚。
Maybe one more. Yes.
Yeah, no secrets among his group.
Not keep secrets among each other, okay?
没有隐私.
You know, in the New Testament, it tells Christians many things they are to do for one another.
在新约里面，新约圣经告诉我们基督徒要彼此做许多的事情.
And these are really the essential things for the quote perfect group of Christians.
这些事情就是要成为完全基督徒的。 非常重要的因素。
And if you would do a search in the New Testament using the words one another and each other, it's amazing how many Bible verses you come up with.
你如果在新约圣经里面找这两个字彼此，你会发现说新约圣经里面有很多的经节提到这两个字彼此。
I printed them off and look at this. There's one, two, three full pages of what we're to do for one another or each other.
我把这些经节打印出来，占满了整整三页。
And I showed this to Yifang a while ago, and he became very nervous because he thought I was going to preach all of them this morning.
牧师今天早上给我看的时候，我吓了一跳，我以为他今天要讲到下午五点。
Here are just a few quick examples of one another's from the New Testament.
所以我只从其中选出几个经节。
First one, would you read it with me? Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves.
在罗马书12章10节，我们这里读到说，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
接下来十二同样的十二章在十六节这边讲说要彼此同心，不要自气高大，倒要辅救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
And the next one, you can also read that with me. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And the next one we won't read because I preached on it not too long ago, but it's encourage one another, spur one another on.
希伯来书这我就不读了，因为我们不久前才讲过，就是要彼此激励、激发爱心，勉励行善。
And this is just the beginning. Isn't this amazing?
其实这只是一个开始而已。
So this tells us a little bit about what a church, a group of Christians would be like if they did what God commanded us to do.
所以这几个经节我们可以看到说，如果我们照着神所吩咐的来做这个教会里面的情景应该是什么样子。
But the verses aren't just for what we do here at the church building, it's also what we do in our homes, what we do with our friends, and what we also do on the job.
但是这些经节并不是只限于我们在教会里面所做的，这也包括我们在家里面，在公司，在工作的地方，在与我们朋友相处的时候。
And if we put them into practice, it'd transform our lives as well as the lives of other people.
如果我们都照着这样去行，那么我们的生命就会有很大的改变。
So this morning we're going to start with love one another.
所以今天早上我们要从彼此相爱来开始。
I think most of you know now that I am going to be preaching more often, approximately twice a month. And so I like to do things in series. And so this is going to be...Actually, a fairly long series on talking about the one another's in the Bible.
所以我想大家大部分都知道说我从现在开始以后我会常常在这里讲到所以因为我有比较多讲到的机会，所以我希望能够用这个系列式的讲题来讲到。
So how many of you think it's exciting to talk about love?
你们觉得有多少人喜欢听讲爱的
Okay, well, it's an essential thing in our lives, and so that's what we're going to do this morning.
所以今天早上我们就专注于这个题目。
What immediately comes to your mind when somebody says the word love?
当你听到爱这个字的时候，你第一个想到的是什么呢？
Do you want to share? Do you want to tell us?Hugs. Okay.
互相拥抱。
Anybody else? What immediately comes to your mind? That God loved us.
神爱我们。
I thought maybe somebody would say romantic.
也许有人说很罗曼蒂克。
Well, in the English language, we use the word in so many ways, it can be very confusing.
在英文里面这个是 love 用在许多的场合、许多的字句里面，所以有的时候有一点
We may say I love ice cream, and I love my wife or I love my husband. What?
所以在中文里面其实不太用这个字，但是英文里面常常用这个字来表达他们的人对某些事情、某些东西。某些人的喜乐、喜悦。
Or we may say, I love this weather, and I love my children.
你可以说我很爱这个天气，我也爱我的小孩子。
Or I loved our vacation this year. Oh, and I love God too.
我爱我的今年的度假。哦，我也爱神。
So we hope that by the time we're done this morning, we can at least.Clear up some of the confusion.
所以也许我们今天做完礼拜讲到完，可以帮助你们 有比较清楚的了解。
How many of you remember the first time you fell in love? Do you remember the first time you fell in love?
Or
don't Chinese fall in love?
你们记得你的初恋吗？
I remember back in second grade, there was this cute girl in my class, and I was sure I loved her.
我记得我第一次我是爱上当我二年 ，Did you say second grade?
Yes.
It's a little,
8 years old.
It's a little early. 我八岁的时候，我看到一个女孩子，我以为我爱她。
And the question is, did she love me?
但是问题是，她爱我吗？
And my brothers gave me some very good words of advice. Well, they said they were good words of advice.
那我的哥哥们给我一些
They said, this is how you tell. You take a flower and you go, she loves me. She loves me not.
所以我哥哥就告诉我说，你拿一朵花，那这个拔掉这个花瓣，说他爱我，他不爱我就把花瓣拔掉。
She loves me not.
他不爱我。
She loves me, she loves me not, she loves me, she loves me not, she loves me, she loves me not. Hey, she loves me.
所以到最后剩下的看他是读的是哪一句话，那就是。
And then they said, if you don't have a flower, you can use an apple. You go like this: She loves me, she loves me not, she loves me, she loves me not. Oh no, she doesn't love me.
你可以用苹果来试试看，看能不能告诉你这个女孩子爱不爱你。
And you found out if you put just a little twist extra on it, it could always be she loves me on the apple.
但是你发现其实你如果做一点手脚的话，你总是会得到你所希望的结论。
Well, I found out she didn't really love me.
我发现她其实并不爱我。
And the girl I didn't love loved me. It was all backwards.
我不喜欢的那个女孩子反而喜欢我。
Well, we're going to talk about love this morning with a series of questions. We're going to ask three questions about love today.
所以今天早上我要问各位一连串的问题有三个问题我要问各位。
And if you want to follow along and take notes in the back of the bulletin, there is an outline that you can fill in as you go.
那在周报后面最后一页那里有一些摘要，我们可以随着这些摘要来听。
And the first question is love an option? Is love for us as Christians an option?
第一个问题是对基督徒来讲，爱是一种选择吗？
And if you have your Bibles, if you turn back to 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, we will remind ourselves of what it said there.
如果你手边有圣经的话，你跟我们一起翻到新约后面，约翰一书第四章。第四章十七节。
And the first phrase, the first phrase of verse 7 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another."
约翰一书第四章第七节这边讲说，亲爱的弟兄们啊，我们应当彼此相爱。
And it's more of an exhortation.
这好像是一种劝告，一种忠告。
And then if you go down to verse 11, it says, we also ought to love one another.
但是你如果继续读到11节，这边讲说我们也当彼此相爱。
So it goes from a let us to ought. Now it's a little stronger exhortation.
所以你可以看到这个从第七节到第11节，这个口气，这个语气有点加强。一开始的时候好像一种劝告，接下来好像是一种吩咐，一种命令。
And then in verse 21 it says, and he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
到第21节就直接讲了，说这是我们从神所受的命令。
So it goes from let us to ought to must, and now it is a command.
所以从让我们到应当到命令，你就可以看到这语气。逐渐的加强。
Now I've never bought a new car, but if you buy a new car, they tell me that you can have certain options on cars.
我从来没有买过新车，但是我听说你如果买新车的时候，它有一些 options，有一些选择。
And so you can have options like heated seats. So in our cold Indiana winters, you can have your seat all heated up for you when you get in your car.
甚至你可以选择有这个，你的座位，座位是，有热气，有加热的座位。
And so there are many options that you can have, but however, there are some things that are not an option, they are required.
所以有许买车子的时候有许多可以加添的选择，但是有哪些是必须的呢？
Is an engine an option?
引擎是可以是选择吗？是可以
Not
不要的吗？
unless you want to push your car everywhere you go.
如果你要推你的车子的话，也许你就可以不需要引擎。
Are wheels an option?
轮子是可以选择不要的吗？
Not unless you invent that one that can fly without wheels.
我除非你的车子可以飞。
And so love really is not an option, it is really a command. It's something that is necessary.
所以对基督徒来讲，爱不是一个选择，乃是一种命令。
So I just want to go quickly through some verses that just show you how much the New Testament talks about love.
所以我们可以很快的翻过新约圣经里面有许多的经节讲到爱。
In John 13 and 14, we read Jesus' command, love one another.
在约翰福音第13章跟14章这里耶稣告诉他的门徒要彼此相爱。
And in John 15, 12, he repeats it again, love one another. This is my command.
在15章12节那边，他继续讲说：“你们要彼此相爱，这就是我的命令。
And just 5 verses later, he says it again, this is my command.
经过5节以后，17节他说：“我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱，是同样的命令。”他继续的讲。
I think Jesus wanted to make sure we didn't miss the point.
我想，耶稣他要确定我们没有忽略到忽略他所说的。
And then Romans 13, verse 8, Paul talks about a debt to love one another.
罗马书第13章第8节这边，保罗讲说讲到亏欠的事情，他说凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，总要常常以为亏欠。
And then Peter says, love one another deeply from the heart.
彼得也说，当从心里彼此切实的相爱。
And just in case we didn't hear him the first time, he says in chapter 4, love each other deeply.
然后他在彼得前书里面不止提了一次，他第四章还继续讲，最要紧的是要彼此切实的相爱。
And in 3 passages in 1 John 3:11, John says it, and 1 John 3:23, he says it again, and 2 John chapter 1, verse 5, he says it again.
然后在约翰一书、约翰二书、约翰使徒约翰，继续不断的提到爱的这件事情。
So I wondered, how many times does it say this in the New Testament, and how many authors write this?
所以，请问你有多新约圣经里面提到多少次？多少次提到爱？有多少的作者提到爱？
So there are 15 times in 14 different verses by 3 different authors.
有15次，14个不同的作者。
So we have John, Peter, and Paul, but the one who originally said it was Jesus.
三个不同的作者，14个不同的书本。
So I ask you, is love an option?
所以我问你，再问你一次，爱是一种选择吗？
I even see some heads going like this. Good, you're learning. No, it's not an option.
不是的，不是一种选择。
Second question, what if we don't obey this command?
那第二个问题是，如果我们不遵从这个命令呢？
Would you read 1 John 3, verse 14 with me? Would you read it with me?
你跟我一
We
起
know
读。
that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death.
在约翰一书第3章14节，我们一起读：我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的， 仍住在始终。
Says we remain in death, which means we're choosing to remain in the way of life of the unbeliever. We're living just like the unbelievers.
所以我们不爱的话，就我们就活在像那些不信神的人一样。
And then in verse 8, which you can also look at your Bibles for, whoever does not love does not know God.
第八节这边讲说，凡是不爱的人就不认识神。
So if we don't obey this command, we're showing that we don't know God.
没有爱心的人不不遵从神的吩咐的神的命令的人，就是不认识神。
And also, which we read in verse 20, earlier on, it says we cannot love God if we don't love our brothers. In fact, John calls us a liar if we don't love our fellow Christians.
在二十节这边讲说，我们如果不能爱我们的弟兄，我们就没有办法爱神。那约翰说，称我们是说谎的。
And then in 1 John 3:10 says, this is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother.
在第三章第十节这边讲说，从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
And so he's really saying here, we're not a child of God if we don't love other people, other Christians.
所以约翰在这边是要告诉我们说，如果我们不爱其他的基督徒，不爱其他的弟兄姐妹，我们就不是从神生的。
I don't know about you, after I read these verses, it's kind of like, wow, this is really powerful stuff.
所以我不晓得你们感觉怎么样，但是我读了以后，我觉得哇，这个真的是很有震撼力。
And John, who is known as the apostle of love, rather meek and mild, comes across very, very strong when it comes to loving other people.
约翰，大家都知道，约翰是一个非常谦虚，非常非常客气的人。但是这个时候他语气很坚定。
I think he has a very difficult job, don't you?
It's just me.
And the third question that we're going to consider and spend most of our time this morning then is, what is this love like?
第三个问题是，这个爱究竟是什么样子呢？
An English word,
什么样子的爱？
An English word, as I said earlier, can be very confusing.
就像我先前讲的，在英文里面这个爱这个字呢，是用在许多的地方，所以可能会造成许多疑惑。
When people say it, we start to wonder now, what do they really mean when they use that word love?
所以在英文里面听到人家讲 love 这个字的时候，很多时候我们会怀疑说，到底他们的意思是什么？
And that song that I'm listening to, what do they mean, or what does he mean or she mean when they use the word love?
所以有的时候我们听到一些流行歌曲，里面讲到许多爱的事情，那到底他们的意思是怎么样？
And movies can confuse us even more about what love really is.
你如果看电影的话，你可以感觉到更为疑惑。
Maybe in English we need more than one word for love, you suppose?
也许我们在英文里面需要有不同的字眼来描述这个爱。
I'm going to show you three sets of pictures, and I want you to decide which ones could really say these people love each other.
我要给各位看三张图画，然后你可以告诉我哪些人是真的爱，互相彼此相爱。
First picture, let's say these girls have known each other since they were 5 years old. I mean, they've gone to school together, they have parties together, they cry together, they laugh together.
这些女孩子，她们从五岁就认识了，然后她们他们一起欢笑，一起去做许多很好玩的事情。
Let's say they're best friends. Would you say they love each other?
我们说他们是最好的朋友，你说他们彼此相爱吗？
And now this couple. Let's say they've known each other for 1 month.
这一对情人，他们认识有一个月了。
And she looked at him and said, "Whoa, man, what a handsome hunk."
她说，这个女的看着这个男人说，哇，这么英俊的一个人。
And he looked at her and said, "Whoa, man, what a gorgeous chick."
她说这个男的看着这个女的说，这么漂亮的女孩子。
And then, let me tell you, when they kissed each other, they felt things like they've never felt before, and they were sure they were in love.
当他们彼此亲吻的时候，他们感觉到从来没有感觉的事情。
Would you say they love each other?
所以你说他们是不是彼此相爱呢？
Now, this picture, let's say that this couple has been married for 65 years.
这对老夫妇已经结婚有65年了。
She now has Alzheimer's and sometimes does not even know who he is.
她有老人痴呆症，这女的有老人痴呆症，有的时候甚至不记得，不认识她这个先生是谁。
And yet he's there for her every day, taking care of her, talking to her, spending time with her.
但是这位先生每天还是与她在一起，帮她做事情照顾她。
Would you say they love each other?
你说他们是不是彼此相爱呢？
I mean, when they kiss anymore, it's not like it was. It's not like, whoa!
你可以想象，他们亲吻的时候已经不像以前年轻的时候那样子。
So which one is love?
所以哪一个，从这些图里面，你觉得哪一个是爱呢？
I want you to turn to someone next to you and look at these three pictures and say whether you could say these people love each other, these people do, these people don't.
你可以彼此告诉说哪一个是爱。
What do you think?
An old couple. I'm old-fashioned. Yeah. I'm old-fashioned.
My love kind of faded out there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what they're all saying. All right. You had a lot of fun. Okay, we need to bring you back to order.
所以我们可以停了。
Some of you will remember the first time I preached here and I told you I gave you permission to talk in church and you still didn't want to talk. Look how far you've come.
我记得我第一次来这边讲道的时候，我告诉你们说你们可以在我讲道的时候说话，没有人说话，但是现在我希望你们能够停止说话，你们却不停止。
Okay, let's take a vote. Let's look at the girls up here, the four girls in the top corner. How many of you think they love each other?
你们觉得第一张图是爱？
Okay, look at the couple over here kissing. How many of you think they love each other?
这个年轻的一对。
And what about the elderly couple at the bottom? How many of you think they love each other? Okay, we got votes in all of them. Very interesting.
所以我们每一个人都投了多数票。
I have to tell you something. I was looking for a picture like the one on the left of a couple kissing.
我告诉你我。其实在找这个一对年轻的人相吻的图。
I found this picture, but I thought, you know, I should probably look for a Chinese picture.
所以我找到这张，但是我想说我应该找到一张有中国人的图。
I didn't find any of a Chinese guy and girl kissing.
但是我没有看到任何中国人的图，彼此相吻的图。
So as we talk about this topic, you have to remember I'm American and some of you are Chinese, so we may have a little different viewpoint.
所以也许中国人跟美国人有一些不同的文化差异。
But the New Testament is written primarily in Greek, just a few words in Aramaic. So a good thing to do is to look at the Greek words that the New Testament was written in.
但是在圣经用希腊文写的用不同的字眼来描述这个爱。这个字
which will probably be different than the American way, and will probably be different than the Chinese way.
也许跟美国 跟英文跟中文都不一样。
And let me tell you, I never claimed to be a Greek scholar, but I do know how to do word studies with a Greek-English concordance.
虽然我不懂希腊文，但是我可以从这个索引里面去找出适当的字眼。
And so some of this is my own study, and some of this is studies from other people, which have been so long ago I don't remember who they were.
所以这些有一些是我自己找出来的资料，有一些是别人找的，所以我已经不记得哪些是自己找的。
So as we talk about what this love is like, we see there are Greek words that are translated love in English, at least three, some people say more.
在希腊文里面至少有三个字用来描述跟英文的love 是相等。
And these are not the English words, these are Greek words transliterated to English.
这些都是希腊字。
So phileo is verb, phileia is noun, eros is a noun, agape is a noun, and agapeo is a verb.
所以你们看到这个 phileo, eros, and agape, 这三个字。
And so the first word we want to look at is phileo.
第一个字是 phileo, 是一个动词。
And if you have the NIV study Bible, it mentions this in John chapter 21.
如果你有NIV 研读版的圣经，你就可以你可以看到在约翰福音第21章15到17节里面就用到这个字。
So this love refers to spontaneous natural affection or fondness in which emotion plays a more prominent role than will.
所以这个字用来描述一种比较感情冲动式的这个一种爱。
And earlier we looked at Romans 12:10, and it talked about being devoted to one another in brotherly love. It uses the word brotherly love, and it's referring here to the Philadelphia. That's a Greek word meaning brotherly love.
在罗马书第十二章十节，我们刚刚所读的“爱弟兄要彼此亲热，公亲人要彼此推让”，这边所用的这个“爱”就是弟兄中间的这种爱，就是用的这个字 “phileo”。
It also says that in 1 Thessalonians 4:9.
也在第帖撒罗尼迦前书里面用到第四章第九节。
And so we're going to say that phileo is friendship love or brotherly love.
所以我们就讲说 phileo 是一种朋友之间的爱，或者是弟兄之间的爱。
So this would actually be a description of the love that the girls had for each other in the first picture. They had friendship love for each other.
所以第一张照片，我所给你们看第一张照片里面，那四个女孩子在一起，这种爱就是所谓的 phileo.
And a good question to ask yourself is, why did you choose the friends that you have?
所以有一个很自然的问题是，你为什么会选择你的朋友呢？你为什么会选择这些人做你的朋友呢？
It would be interesting to hear your answers, but most of them will all start, I love them, the phileo friendship love, because, and you give the reason.
但是如果你问人的话，他们通常都会给你一些原因的。
So there are usually conditions of this type of love, because they were friendly, because they were nice, because you had same interests, and so on.
所以这些是有条件式的爱，因为你喜欢这些人，你爱这些人，是因为这样子。
And this word is used a number of times in the Greek New Testament.
在新约圣经，希腊文的新约圣经里面，这个字有许多处出现。
The second Greek word we're going to look at is eros.
第二个字是希腊文 eros.
This actually comes from Greek mythology. Eros is the god of sexual love, the son of Aphrodite.
这个其实是从希腊神话里面来的。Eros 是一个希腊神的儿子。
You might be more familiar with the Romans. Their god was called Cupid, and maybe you've seen a picture like this.
Eros 是希腊一个爱神的儿子，但在罗马神话里面，他的爱神就是丘比德。
We talked about that a little bit on Valentine's Day.
在情人节的时候，我们有谈过丘比德。
And we get the English word from it, erotic.
我们英文里面有一个字叫 erotic, 就是从这个 eros
which means causing sexual feelings or desires.
这个, 就是有性方面的刺激的意思。
And it's also, so we are going to say that eros is sexual love.
所以我要讲说, eros是一种性方面的爱。
And you might ask yourself the question, why are you sexually attracted to another person?
也许你会问说, 为什么我会, 被某些人, 吸引呢?
And you would say, I love them because of various reasons.
你可以说我爱某人因为有各种不一样的原因。
And so eros is sexual love, and what's interesting is many people think that Christians are against this kind of love, or God is against this kind of love.
所以 eros 是我们刚刚讲说 eros 是比较跟性方面有关系的一种爱，那有些人误会说 基督徒 反对这方面的爱。
Which is absolutely wrong because it was God's idea in the first place.
其实这是不对的，因为 这方面爱也是神的旨意，从一开始的时候神 的旨意。
What Christians are against is what God says is sin. It is a wrong kind of sexual love.
那基督徒所反对的是 是因为这种 从性所带出来的罪恶是不 不对的性爱。
The things that Americans promote many times in movies and songs about premarital sex, sex before you're married, or living together in adultery, are all against God's commands.
在美国的 电影 流行歌曲里面有许多的不对的这种事情 性方面的事情 比方说 婚前的 性爱 同居等等。
But when there's a married couple who have committed themselves to love for the rest of their life, then that is God's plan. It's a wonderful thing, and the thing that He has planned for our lives, the best for us.
当一对 夫妇他们结合，他们愿意 彼此委身 终身 彼此委身， 那么这就是合神的旨意。
And so the second picture we saw probably had to do with that type of love.
也许我们 看到的第二张照片 就像 这方面的 性爱。
And then the third type of love we're going to look at is called agape love.
第三种爱 希腊文希腊的字叫做 agape.
Now, as far as I know, there are no English words with agape as the root.
在英文里面 没有任何一个字 我所了解的没有任何一个字是用 agape 做字根的。
Remember, this is a Greek word, and the only English word is spelled the same way, but it says agape, and it means to have your mouth open in surprise, like
在英文里面有一个字 叫做 agape, 那就是说 当口遮舌。
So when you see that, you know that it's not talking about agape love.
所以那个字不是跟爱有关系的。
Agape love is a decision of the will. It's not based on because. In fact, agape love is committed to the other, even if they disappoint us or hurt us, which means sometimes it is in spite of. It is not based on feelings.
Agape 是一种 决定性的、有意志性的 爱。 不是根据因为怎么样而爱的，而是是一种委身，是一种决定性的委身。
And so some of you are saying, how can it be love if it's not based on feelings?
有的人会讲说，如果没有感觉，怎么会有爱呢？
Well, let's look at the biblical definition in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You don't need to look there. I'll just summarize it for you, but you can look later.
但是 agape 不是根据 感觉的而已。 我们看 哥林多前书第13章 讲到爱的事情，有许多的 特点。
And so it says that love is patient, it is kind, it doesn't envy, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs, does not delight in evil, rejoices with the truth, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, and it never fails.
在哥林多前书第13章这里，保罗告诉我们说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈， 不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，不只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，永不止，爱是永不止息。
So when anybody asks me what love is, I just say, well, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
所以如果,
and I use that for my definition.
所以如果有人问我爱是什么，我就会邀请这个人跟我一起翻到哥林多前书第十三章，一起读这一段经文。
Now I was going to use an illustration this morning to interview my wife Nancy.
我其实今天早上有点想要说要跟我的太太来做一个对谈。
But she's a shy person, didn't really want to do it, and I thought, well, we don't have time anyway, so she said, good.
但是我太太有点害羞，我本来想请她到台上来跟我一起讲话，但是后来发现其实没有时间，所以那就这样子。
I'm going to ask her a few questions so she can just nod her head or shake her head.
但是我还是要请她来回答我的几个问题，她可以点头或摇头。
Nancy, have you ever been mad at me?
我想我不用翻译这一段这个。
Now we've been married almost 37 years, which means about 13,500 days.
我们已经结婚有did you say 37?
37 years, yeah.
37年有超过13,000天。
Were there ever any days in those 13,000 days that you did not feel like you loved me?
这一万多天里面有没有哪一天你觉得你不爱我？
Now here's the big question. Did you still love me even if you didn't feel like it?
你还爱我吗？
And the reason is because on our anniversary, on October 11th, 1975, we made these promises to each other.
我们在1975年10月11号的时候，我们的结婚纪念，我们彼此做了一个应许。
And many of you have made these same promises, maybe not the exact same words, but very similar to these.
也许你们中间有许多人也做过类似的事情。
We said, I take you as my wife or husband, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part.
我想你们可以自己读吧。这就是在美国结婚的时候要彼此发的一个誓言。
What I told Nancy on that day and what she told me is that I'm committed to loving you.I'm making the decision today, and I'm making it public before God and all these people to love you for the rest of my life.
所以我借着这段誓言，我就是要跟 Nancy 讲说，我对你委身，我的爱是有委身性的爱。
And that's what she promised me as well.
And 她也同样的给我这样的应许。
Oh yes, there's been days we didn't get along. There's days we've had fights. There's been days.We've even used the silent treatment, you know, all that stuff.
当然，你可以相信我，你可以想象我们中间有一些日子，我们互相彼此含怒，彼此生气，甚至不讲话。
But we both knew we were still committed to our promises, and that we still loved each other, even if sometimes the feelings weren't there.
但是我们知道，即使有的时候我们不觉得。我们爱对方，但是我们知道我们的爱是一种决定性的、委身性的，是一种有意志性的爱。
And that's what we really saw in the picture with the elderly couple. Even though she had Alzheimer's, even though she didn't know him sometimes, he was still committed to her.
这就是我们所看到第三张照片那对老夫妇。虽然他们这个女的有老人痴呆症。有身体有问题，但是这个男的还是委身的爱他。
And I began to wonder if that's what agape love is all about, if that's what we are commanded to do for each other as Christians, what would happen if we did that?
所以，如果这是所谓的 agape 的一种爱。那么，如果这是我们神命令我们所做的， 那如果我们都照这样做，那会有什么样子的结果呢？
What would happen if we would look at each other and say, you know what? We are going to have some disagreements. I know we are because we're different people.
你如果彼此对看说，我们知道我知道我们会有不同的意见，我们因为我们不是一样的人，所以我们会有不同的意见。
And I know sometimes it's not going to be easy, but I am committing to you today that with God's help, I am going to love you with agape love.
我知道这不是容易的，但是透过神的帮助，我还是可以爱你，虽然我不同意你所做的事。
And then we would be on our way to where Jesus said, all people would know we are Christians because of our agape love for each other.
如果我们能够这样做呢，我们就可以像基督耶稣所说的，众人看见就知道我们是神的儿女。
And then the last thing we want to look at is quickly the biblical example. We read it in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9.
接下来我们要看的就是在约翰福音里面。
And we have it also in 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
也在约翰一书第三章十六节，这边有讲说，这个这是我们所知道的，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
Paul says the same thing in Romans chapter 5. He says, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
保罗在罗马书里面也讲到说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显现。
Jesus is the best example of what this love is all about.
耶稣基督是这个爱的一个最好的例子。
So agape love is really God's love for us.
所以 agape 的这种爱是神所赐给我们的爱。
So let's just do a quick review on the types of love. Philos is what kind of love?
所以 Philos 是什么样子的爱？
Friendship love, you are right.
是一种友情式的爱。
Eros is what kind of love?
Eros 是什么样子的爱？
Sexual love and agape,
是性方面的爱。
Agape
是什么？
God's kind of love. It's really a decision of the will.
是凭着意志所做的决定。
You know, there's an old song.
你知道有一条老歌吗？
It says, what the world needs now is love, sweet love, no, not just for some, but for everyone.
这条老歌说，这个世界所需要的就是爱，是一种甜甜的爱，不是只给某些人，是每一个人都需要的。
So what do you think? Are people looking for love?
所以你觉得呢？是不是每一个人都需要爱呢？
Are they finding what they're looking for?
他们找到他们所需要的吗？人找到我们所需要的吗？
Would you read these verses with me? Jesus said, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another.By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
在耶稣在约翰福音第十三章说到，告诉他的门徒说：“我赐给你们一条新的命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
Well, we need this kind of commitment to love, but it's a big challenge, isn't it?
我们需要这样子有委身性的爱，但是对我们来讲是一个很大的挑战，不是吗？
Is it possible?
可能，我们可能做得到吗？
If so, how can we do it?
如果是做得到的话，那么我们应该怎么做呢？
Come back next week and we'll talk about it.
下礼拜回来我们可以继续讲。